Goblin. How do I get my host into this dialogue? Goblin mode, and I bring sex with Goblin. Goblin mode, got debated when we start to have sex. Rex growls and acts like a caveman, and it's this. Goblin mode off when we stop, and then pretends not to remember afterward. I really love my husband, and he's always been great in bed, but recently he's been acting really weird. So a couple of days ago, my son went on a rampage through our house and said he was in goblin mode. We didn't really know what to do with him, so we sent him to live with my parents so he can go to a special needs school. My husband had a really great relationship with our son and loved him more than anything. Naturally, he was upset when he had to leave. He's an incredibly tough man, but this was the first time I've ever seen him cry. I think since then, he's been a little emotionally unwell. I've heard him muttering goblin repeatedly when he didn't notice me, staring blankly into his food and just going alone by himself to do who knows what I feel awful for. But we both agreed that this was for the best. Last night, the day after our son went away, we decided to have sex to relieve our stress. However, my husband said goblin mode activated, starting growling and went wild having sex with me. Admittedly, it was some of the best and most experimental sex I've ever had, but I'm worried that something might be going on with my husband. Any advice?
The problem is with the goblin mode. It said it could be ill. I don't know why, but I just enjoy doing this. Maybe it's my way of dealing with stress or something, but I just do it about once every week. Generally, I'll carry around a sack and creep around in a sort of crouch-walking position, making goblin noises. Then I'll walk around my house and pick up various different trinkets and put them in my bag while saying stuff like I'll be having that and laughing maniacally in my goblin voice.
Trinkets can include anything from shit I find on the ground to cutlery or other utensils.
The other day, I was talking with my neighbors and they mentioned hearing weird noises like what I wrote about, and I was just internally screaming me entire conversation. I'm 99% sure they don't know it's me, but God, that 1% chance is seriously weighing on my mind.